Bez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shneim Asar, the 12th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shchinah, Laws of Neighbors, and the Sefer Kinyan, Book of Acquisitions. We begin the final category in these halachas regarding the halachas of Bametra. Where in this parak we discuss regarding the division of a field and regarding this halacha of the neighbor by the boundary called the Bametra. And Rambam begins halacha off regarding brothers or partners that are coming to divide a field. Ha'achin, brothers, or Yashutafin, or partners, Shabo Lachalik HaSasad, they're coming to divide a field. V'likul Kolechad Chalik, and each one to take his portion. Same ma'isa kula shava, if it's all the same, it's all equal, ve'ein sham makam tov ve'makam ra, there's no area that's better or worse, ela kol echad, it's all the same, so then you divide according to the measure that of how much area, and that's it. Now, v'mama echad mehem, one of them says, t'nuli chalki mitzadzeh, you know, give me my portion on this side, k'dei she'i samach l'sada achar shali, that it should be near one of my other fields, v'yeh ha'kol sada echad, that I could then all treat it as one field, so Hashem, we listen to him. But Kleifa Isaiah, and we force the other one to adhere to this. She'ikul bedovazek, because holding back for this thing is midah sadaimi, the attribute of sadaim, because this guy's gaining, this guy's not losing anything. So we force him to do that. Avalim hoyechelik echad min hatov, but let's say one of the portions of this field was better. I karv lanar yaisa, or was closer to the river. I karv laderech, closer to the road. V'shamu isa hayafa k'neged ra, they evaluated the good versus the bad. In other words, the good is going to get smaller portion. Versus, because it's higher quality, versus the bad, which is going to get more quantity because it's lower quality. The Amar, and then one of them says, Tnu li, give to me b'shuma shali, in my evaluation, meaning the smaller one that's higher quality, mitzadze on this side, in Shem, though we don't listen to him, rather he takes with a lottery, because it's not all things being considered as being equal, because this is better. So we're not going to give it to you because you want to have it on this side. Now, Amalham, let's say he tells them, Tenu li, and some have the text or not, but give it to me, b'shu mishalim etzadzeh, in my evaluation on this side, chatzi midasa min hatzad hara, half of the measurement, from the bad part, b'lei shuma, without evaluating to compare and say, hey, yeah, I deserve to get more because of the inferior of the quality. No, he's willing to just take half, even though it's from the bad, without countering the fact that it's lower quality to get more quantity. And betulatum in that side, and you take it from the good part. But I want to have this side, k'deishia chilki samach l'sada shali, that my portion should be near my field. Hoydu mixes ha'goinim sheshem alayhi, so some of the goinim have ruled that, we listen to him. L'zeh daiti noite, says Ram, and to this, my inclination is in agreement. B'chein ro'olod, and that's how it's appropriate to judge, where essentially it's all things considered now, because he's taking half, and he's not even getting compensated for the fact that it's inferior quality, and he wants it near his field. Now, regarding when the firstborn, he gets from the division of the inheritance, which the firstborn takes another portion as if there was another son that he's taking that portion, he takes his two portions as one in the same area. Not that like it's two separate and he gets wherever they end up. But in contrast, the Yavam, which is if one of the brothers died without any children, one of the brothers then marries that widow, where he's dividing with his brothers with the assets of the father, which the Yavam inherits the dead brother's part of the Yerusha from the father. But he takes his portion and his brother's portion in a lottery. So ends up being in the same spot. Fine, great. The two places, that's what he gets, because it's not like the Bechor, who his two portions are all his. Here it's that brother's. He's going to get that brother's, but that brother's will be in the girl, whatever it's going to be. Halacha Gimel. And it's Mirubas. A square piece of land. That the river was in the perimeter on the north and the east. And a path was the south and the west, which on either other L-shaped brackets. So when dividing on a diagonal, that each one who's splitting it, each one should get part of the river and part of the road. And this one should get the other angle, a part of the river and part of the path. Now, if one of them says, "Tenu li achitzi shemitzadzeh, give me this half that's on this side," after you cut in the diagonal, shemitzadzeh, because it's on the side of my field, well, shemitzadzeh, we listen to him. Well, kol shadav, the rule of it is as follows: kol davar shu tov lazeh, whatever is good for one, vein al chaver has a klal, the other one's not losing anything at all. Kleif and nursin lasses, we force him to do that. Halacha dal, echa min ha'achan min ha'shutafin. So, one of the brothers or one of the partners, shemach echel kol achar, if he sells his portion to someone else, misalkin es lekech, remove that buyer. The noisin loyim we give to him, whether it be Shara Achan, the other brothers, the Shara Shatam, the other partners, whatever the case is, Doma, Domim Shanasim, we give him back his money that he gave, and he leaves, that they shouldn't have to have a foreigner amongst them, where although that's the brother's portion, but we don't want anyone else so they could make him get to remove him by paying him out. Halacha hey, that takes us into the halachas of the bar mitzvah, of the person on the boundary who also has rights to remove and buy out the buyer. But lo yoru, not only that, if someone sells his property to someone else, yesh lechaver, his friend, shehu betzara mitzvah shalai, who's on the boundary of his property that he's selling, could litin dam lekech, could give money to the buyer, and to have him removed. And now what ends up being is that this distant, who's not a neighbor, not a bar mitzvah, not on the boundary, this one who bought, who's distant, is ki'iluhu shaliach shel ben hametzah, as if he was the agent of the neighbor who's on the boundary, on the border of his property. Bin shemacher, who, whether the original owner is the one who sold it, bin shemacher shlucha, whether his agent sold it for him, bin shemacher besen, whether the courts who sold it, doesn't make a difference. Yesh boi din ben hametzah, the neighbor still has the halacha of the rights of the neighbor, of the one on the border. And even if the buyer was a Talmudic scholar, which I'll see later on, they have better buying rights. And b'shachem, or a neighbor, which also has, or b'korv, or a relative l'moicha to the buyer. And the opposite, the inverse. Uven hametzah, and the one who lives on the boundary, on the border, is ama'aretz, ignoramus, rochik, he's someone who is not a relative, very far, not even related at all. Ben hametzah kaidim, still the one who lives on the border, he comes first. Masalik is lekech, and they can remove the buyer. But davazeh, and this halacha is meshum shenema, because it says the pasuk in Devarim, ba'asisa ha'yosha ba'atayv, you should do what's just and what's good, which is that a neighbor should be able to extend his property. Amar Chacham, the sages said, hoyu b'mecher echad, who, since the sale, that the seller is selling, it doesn't make a difference who he's selling it to, he's not losing out whoever he sells it to, it's all one for the seller, so toyv yashu hu sheikne mokam zeh, so it's good and it's just, that the one who should buy this area is ben hametzah, is the person on his border, yisam nerachay, more than someone who lives far away. Now, hoyu b'nei hametzah rabim, let's say there were many people that lived on the border of this property, so they all have rights in this field that's being sold. And therefore it's divided amongst them according to their numbers. And they give from their monies to the buyer. But who, and that is, Shabo Kulm Bafamachas. If they all came, all the neighbors who live on the border came at one time. But if one of them came forth and he removed the buyer, he's the only one who merits in it, he'll be ben hametzah, because since he lives on the border. So let's say some of them came. And some of them are in another country, which then there's no claim of ben hametzer, like we'll see in the last parak, parak yudala halacha gimel. So mesalkan oisay elo emdim kam lavad. So the ones who are standing over here, who are here right now currently, they will remove the buyer. V'hilaymens for them, and not for the others that weren't around at that time. V'chein hamoich le'echad mimni hametzer. So if someone sold it to one of the people who live on the border, or to one of his partners that he does business with, even though he's not a partner with him in real estate, he merits in it, and neither one of the partners, or any one of those who live in the border, will take with him. They don't have rights of ben hametzah when that person himself that is buying it is a bar mitzvah or a shutav. Halacha Vav continues with other people that are excluded from the halacha of bar mitzvah. If someone sells all his estate, all his properties to one person, so you can't have someone lives on the border of one of the fields that are being sold to him, so that to remove the buyer from that field. Because this one and the other one are all being bought as one, and it's one big deal. And you can't therefore be a bar mitzvah only one of them. So to be selling it to the original owners, which also rightful that you should go back to the original owners. Or if someone's buying from a Gentile, which he could tell to the one on the border, he says, I removed the line from your border here that the Gentile was here. All these cases, the neighbor does not have his rights of ben hametzah to remove the buyer from this property. Allah Chazayim continues regarding someone who sells to a Gentile. On the other hand, if someone sells to a Gentile, where there's not going to be halacha b'metzah, because that's only on the buyer, not on the seller, and the buyer here is a Gentile, in that situation, we excommunicate the seller until he accepts all mishaps that are going to happen because of the Gentile neighbor. Until the Gentile conducts himself with the neighbor, with the one who's on the border, with all the Jewish laws. And if, let's say, he causes a mishap Shaligadin Yisrael, not like a Jewish law that he does to because he's living now as a neighbor. Mashal Hamlecher, that the seller is going to compensate because he took responsibility for this. Halacha Ches, regarding different cases of rentals or collateral or selling in pressing situations. So Haschidus, Imba Mishum Din Ben Hametzer. Rentals don't have halacha as giving rights to the one who lives next door. That's only for sales. Halacha Tes, Hamamashkin Makim. If someone uses an area as collateral, which is someone that he owes money to, and he's not selling it, but he's giving his collateral that you get to hold on to as security. The Akach Machar Lizeh, and then he sells it to this person. Shuma Mushkin Miyodeh, that was collateral by him. That also does not have a lochah b'metzah. The one who lives in the border cannot kick out the one who had originally a security. So too, if someone, let's say, selling a property as very far away, the legal makom karov so that he can redeem that which he has that he needs in a close area to get to buy out that place. He's selling bad piece of property, get a legal yafa so that he could redeem a good piece of property, but dumb with that money, meaning he needs cash flow. Or he's selling to the elite menas hamelach because he has to pay taxes, give the gift to the king. Or he's selling because he has to bury his wife. Or he has to feed his wife and his daughters. So all these situations is not going to have a halachic rights to the one who lives in the border. Rather, the buyer is going to acquire in these situations. Now, why all these cases we describe will not have a halacha of bar metzra? The reason is, in all these situations we describe, the seller is very perturbed that he has to sell. It's because of the great need that he's selling. Let's say he has to bury his wife, he has to feed, he has to buy another piece of property, so he's got to quickly get cash. Ve'intim, if you're going to say yesh b'mdin ben hametzah, that these will have like the classic halacha, that the rights of the one who lives on the border, le'yimz l'kech, he's not going to find a buyer. Shadi aimer, because the buyer is going to say, lo ma'etchach ve'ekech, why should I go through the effort and buy? K'desh yobazev yisalkoi, so that this guy, your neighbor, will come and kick me out. Now, although generally that's not a good enough excuse, but in these situations, and the owners cannot wait until the person lives on the border that he himself will bring money and buy because he's in the pressing situation. So therefore, we don't have the yashav atayv in this because not yashav atayv to the owner to have to wait for the bametra in this situation. Let's say the buyer claims and he says, Nehamas, yeah, because of the taxes, okay, it's more similar, like we said in the previous halacha. Those are the situations that mochel emoicha, the seller sold it to him, which therefore that precludes the rights of the bar metzah. This is what I mean. Those he's allowed to sell to non-neighbors. But the neighbor is saying, no, shekrat atoyin, you're lying that you're in your claim. Levatel schusi, because you just want to nullify my rights. So in that situation, abal hametzah lahavi raya. It's on the one who lives on the border that he has to bring proof because the whole rights of the bar metzah is only rabbinic. And therefore, he's considered the mitzi, and therefore, it's a lovely hebira. He has to bring the proof. And then they can take it away from the buyer. But if he does not bring definitive proof that it was not one of the excusable cases like in the previous halacha, then the buyer sways rabbinic oath, and he gets to hold on to the property. Even if there was an element of doubt over there, meaning the buyer is not claiming definitively that it was because of tax reasons or because of he has to bury his wife. He says, I don't know. Maybe that's why he sold it to me. Even there in Al-Kech Mistalik, the buyer does not get removed, only with a clear proof, Shehevi Balametzer, that the person who lives on the border brings. And the reason for that is because since the buyer is a muchzik, he has possession of it, so Eimetzin, Misafik, you can't remove because out of doubt. Now, Levikach, therefore, in other words, since out of doubt, you cannot remove it from the buyer, the same thing would be, even if he makes a far-fetched claim, for example, like the following case, you cannot remove it from Lekech until you definitively verify. So, therefore, if the buyer claims and he says to the one who lives on the border, he says, what do you mean? You're not a bar metzah. Gazlanat l'sadazu. You're a robber for the field that you have next to this one that I bought. Well, arsat l'sadazu. You're just a sharecropper. And you look like it's yours, but no, someone else owns it and you just get a share in the property, which does not have bar metzah on that. You're just a renter, a mashkin, they're just collateral by you. So tzarch bala metzah l'havi raya. So yeah, the person on the border, he has to bring proof sure who bala metzah, that he actually is someone who is the one who lives on the border. And that this is, he is in possession of this land. And all some types of things where, because he has to bring raya, the lekech could make these claims and the bala metzah would have to disprove him. Halacha Gimel, regarding selling to orphans, to women. Someone sells to minor orphans. Also, Embaydin Balametz, this is no halacha of the neighbor having rights. Because the just and the good that you're doing by doing kindness with these orphans, Yashim Balametz is more than the Yashavatav that you're doing by giving rights to the neighbor to buy. So the Bessim sells to a woman who's not married. There's no halacha of the neighbors having rights. Because not the norm and not the way of a woman to go through the effort and to buy. And once she did buy something, it's kindness that the property that she bought should remain by her. Someone sells to someone that there's no clear sign of gender or has both signs of gender. In Balametz Yachal Asalkam, there the person on the boundary cannot remove them. They shame say Safek Isha because it's not clear what their gender is, if it's male or female. And since they might be female, which we said you don't remove them, so even as a Safek, we said you're not going to remove them from being Muchsik in the karka that they bought. Halacha Zayin. He said karka shel echad mehem. If let's say the property was one of theirs, v'habinyan oyilon shel echad, but the structure, the building, or the trees belong to someone else. So im yesh lebal habinyan. So if the owner of the building, or the one who owns the trees, has a schus b'karka, has some rights in the property itself. For example, let's say he bought three trees, which halacha is, as Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, that you get some ownership in the land itself. Then kolecha mehen ben ametzah shel chaveh. Then each one of them is a bar metzah, is a one on the border of the other one. Because they're right there on the same property, but they're bordering each other. Now, lafika, therefore, if any one of them sells their portion, the one who has the other part of the property could remove the buyer. Now, but if the owner of the trees, or the one who owns the building, does not have schus b'karka, doesn't have any rights in the land, ella, rather, whenever the owner of the field wants to, the one who owns the property could tell him, rip out your tree, or destroy your building. You know, take what you have and leave my property. He could tell him that. Then the owner of the field sells his field. The one who bought acquires the rights. And the owner of the trees or the owner of the building cannot remove him because he's not considered by Metzer because he has no right in property over here. He just had a building on that someone else's property. But if the owner of the building or the owner of the tree sold what he has, so the owner of the property could remove that buyer because he's definitely bar mitzvah. He has a piece of property right here, right next to that building and that tree. Let's say, however, between this guy's property and the border of his friend, there was an interruption of a row of palm trees, or a tall and strong building, or a pit, things like that, which now you're essentially not really on the border. So then we see, if you could introduce even one furrow in the thing that's interrupting, that there is a way to connect now these two fields, well then then he is considered living on the border, and he can remove the buyer. But if not, there's no way of connecting it, then you cannot remove the buyer. Because the whole purpose is that he could be able to extend and treat these two as one. That's definitely something that's Teva Yasha. But here you can't anyways. It could be interruption. Then he has no rights to remove the Likech.